This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us. We got a little bit of a bump in the road there with the normal press briefing that would be about this time of day. And we look up and there's Joe Biden at the podium. Kind of caught us off guard. We wanted to listen to that. I'm glad we did. I don't feel as though that he really... There's nothing we got. There was no news that we got from him, correct?
No. There was one clip that I don't know if you guys caught this that I went, uh-oh, that might be a problem. They might use that somewhere, where he's like, look, my team and Kamala's team, they're the same team.
Well, that politically, that's the ramification. Yeah. My point is that President Biden showed up to speak at a press briefing randomly on a Friday without any sort of here's why I'm here. And it's like news or obvious or an announcement of some sort. That didn't happen. Maybe that if there's no major news event that comes out of it, then you can only surmise that there is a political calculation. And every time Joe Biden comes out and reaffirms, just like we saw with Dana Carvey and Maya Rudolph as they depicted Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, when SNL is parodying the fact that Joe Biden is going to come out and talk about how, oh, Kamala Harris and I are exactly the same. Everything that we've done together. We're in lockstep, inseparable. And the Kamala Harris character on SNL is like, oh, Joe, no, hey! Stop that. Everything. No. Thank you for being here. Goodbye. That's what Joe Biden did today. And I, you know, if you want to say like we're in the exact same playbook, we're on the same page, we talk all the time. He kept going and giving you all the metaphors to say Kamala Harris is exactly more of the Biden-Harris administration. Vote for her if you want more of this.
We're singing from the same songbook.
He said that, didn't he?
Was the quote, yeah.
He said, yeah. Are you? 314-241-9797. I'm going to try to get through these phone calls here quickly so that we can move on with the show because we didn't know that was going to happen. But I did want to get your thoughts on the debate that took place earlier this week or the news of the week. But also we have a YouTube live chat poll. If you so choose, you can tell us what scares you the most. Spiders, heights, snakes, or possibly something else. Terry, you've been holding the longest. Thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Yeah, I wanted to speak about my college roommate lives outside of Asheville, and what he told me has been going on is appalling. He said that when they go to get help and they talk to the authorities and FEMA, that they're asked questions that kind of the authorities are trying to figure out what people's political leanings are. And then based on that, you kind of get help or you get kind of sent off to the side and ignored. It's just utterly appalling to hear that.
Yeah, that is shocking. I don't know why that would even be part of the screening process of anything.
Do you know what kind of questions those would be?
No, he didn't get into specifics. But then I also heard today that Marjorie Taylor Greene discovered that it's the government that's controlling the weather and that they were the one that put this storm there.
Yeah.
So, she would know best.
Would she? I don't know. Terry, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Cloud seeding?
Is that what? I missed this, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta swim in those circles.
I guess I'm in the wrong circles.
It's all a matter of perspective.
I'll start following Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter, just so I can be in the know.
Got it. Let's go to Gino. Gino, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie. How you doing? Hey, Wiggins. How you doing?
Hey.
Okay.
I don't like your enthusiasm, Gino.
I like whatever you're going to say now.
I've always wanted to say that. I hear that. It's the best commercial you guys got. I love it. Wiggins. Anyway.
Is that what you called?
Hey, have a great one.
I'm scared about, we talked about the $1.4 billion they leached off of FEMA, for the illegal aliens. And now we don't have enough money in FEMA to pay for this giant problem we have in the Southeast. And they're doing the same thing with Social Security. They're leeching off funds from Social Security to pay for Medicare for these illegal aliens. And we don't even have enough money to be at Social Security for the next 10 years. Nobody's talking about that. And that's even a bigger problem than the FEMA. I mean, why hasn't anybody asked the president or something? Oh, and last thing, I would rather listen to 10 minutes of static than listen to that president talk. He's horrible.
We feel
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Gino. Thank you for calling in. There's a moral obligation for my profession, in my opinion, to let the president speak on these airwaves and speak for himself. Because Lord knows that in an event that something like that happens, clips are going to be pulled and we would pull the clips and play them to react to them because it is news. But the context of it, the whole thing, I think is important.
It's also just very rare. You know, it's not happening very often. So the fact that he was willing to speak and take questions, I mean, that's even more rare. You almost have to air it.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see here. Well, real quick here. John, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
I looked at CNN, NPR, CBS, Postal 13. They have screen lights for walls.
Hey, John, it's hard to understand you. Do you have us on speakerphone?
No. Okay, let me. How's this?
That's better. Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I got the phone better in my mouth. They these three news organizations, CNN, NPR, CBS, they have three lies that Walsh told. I don't want to give the detail, but they're all spelled out. And 13 lies that Vance told on almost every subject he talked about.
You want to get in the details on those?
Yeah, okay. Abortion ban, that was a lie. U.S. energy production, he lied. Yeah. The cost of drugs, peaceful transition of president. He refused to answer about climate, about, I'll get it right here, climate change as being a hoax or not. That's not a lie. That's not an answer. He said there's $100 billion was sent to Iran. That money's still frozen and never was unfrozen. The jobs immigration, the immigration hurting the jobs. No, it has helped our jobs.
John,
I'm just going on the list.
Well, you wanted to skip over the walls lie, so I just want to ask you, are you
I don't want to. I don't want to.
You just said you did. Though.
Trump paying taxes.
Walz lied about that?
Yeah, about okay. Trump. He said he didn't pay taxes, and yeah. Trump did pay taxes. Yeah. He lied about an abortion registry, which is not in 2025. There's an allusion to something similar, but not a registry at all. And he apologized for lying about being in Tiananmen Square. And I'm almost done. Vance lied about Obamacare. Fentanyl, which is not by people on foot. That's 0.02%. It's 90% of you.
Where's the article that you're reading from, John?
Oh, I read all sorts of articles.
No, John, let's have a conversation here. It's okay.
What 90%.
John, I'm asking you a question. Just listen to me for a second. This isn't hostile. Just asking you a question. Where is your source that you're reading right now? Did you put this together yourself, or are you reading from an article?
NPR and CBS and CNN fact checkers. Okay, now, for this year, I'll be done now. This is a big one.
This is a big one. This is the big one.
Fentanyl crossing.
Yeah.
This is multiple articles. All the Brookings Institute, all sorts of things. And the Congress itself in hearings. Over 89% of fentanyl is brought in over legal ports of entry by United States citizens. It's over and over for 3 years on the internet in two different. I watched the whole fentanyl crisis, border crisis hearings. United States citizens bring this in because it's the easiest way to get it in with trucks and cars. The estimates are 0.02%.
So just to be clear, because I want to go read this article that you're reading right now. Is it one article, or are you pulling things together?
I read CNN's fact-checking, NPR's fact-checking, CBS's fact-checking.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Okay, I get it. You're making the point that Vance lied more than Walz, right?
Yeah, a lot more. Just like Trump lied 33 times on the other one.
Okay, so John, you're here talking. I'm giving you lots of time.
Thank you.
Are you hanging up? Don't hang up. I wasn't done.
No, I said thank you. Okay. You are. Thank you. I'm waiting.
So Harris and Walz, they got your vote, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I don't trust Trump. He's a he's been convicted of sexual abuse.
No, he has not.
He has been held sexual abuse. Yes, it was abuse, they called it. Okay, in a civil trial with a jury.
There's a difference between the word conviction. And if we want to do fact checking here, then we should be accurate.
He's been found liable.
And it's being appealed.
Liable. Okay. And he went to a judge to see what the judge said. The judge looked at it and looked at the military definition.
Okay, John, so let me ask you this question. So you're saying, John, hold on a second. John, just a second. You are saying that when I ask you why you're supporting Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you are, the thing that matters the most to you about the future of the country is that in a civil trial, not in a criminal trial, in a civil trial, Donald Trump was held liable in a very biased jurisdiction that is being completely and totally appealed. We'll see what happens on appeal. My turn. The reason why you're voting for Kamala, turn him down just so I can finish my thought, Brad. The reason why you're going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz is because in a civil trial, in a court case that is from decades ago, that Donald Trump has been civilly held liable in a biased jurisdiction, that is the most important thing to you about the future of the country. John.
Okay, no, that's one of the reasons. I was starting to tell you the reasons.
It's the first one you said.
33,000 lies, according to multiple reports over the past several years when he was president.
All right, John, let's do this. Lies. I understand that you despise Donald Trump. I respect completely your First Amendment right and your own perspective to have that opinion about Donald Trump. Why Kamala Harris?
26 accusations.
Why Kamala Harris? Why Kamala Harris?
Because she don't have these things against her, and I trust her more, and she's a better speaker. She has more complete sentences, and you guys say she don't, but she does. I've calculated the sentences, who has more complete sentences between the two.
You've calculated that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, I did it on different, because when people say they can't complete a sentence, I go and count them. So anyway, I want to get to one more thing.
Not about Trump. 26. You're not allowed to talk about Trump anymore. Yeah, listen. You can tell me. I have till 3 o'clock.
Don't do it.
Turn him down. Because I don't want him to blow this. Wiggins, tell me if you think this is fair. John, hold on. You're on the air still. Brad's just got you turned down. I'm going to let him stay on the air while he talks positively about Kamala Harris, but I have to hang up on him the next time he says something about Trump.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
And since this is positive, I'll pull up the positive music.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I've got it.
And then you got the buzzer, because as soon as John says something negative about the opponent, we're going to go back to this. Okay. John, you still there with us?
Yes.
Okay. This is your opportunity to advocate to the listeners of the Annie Fry Show and 97.1 FM Talk the attributes about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz that have earned your vote this November 2024.
She's for abortion, and I'm against abortion. I'm right wing on abortion. But she's for it in cases of life of the mother, health of the mother, and I think Trump is too. And
is that it?
Also, no? I thought I get more. You said more.
You can't say anything negative about Trump.
That wasn't. I said he's for the same thing.
He's for the same thing.
I'm glad I had my finger on the button.
I don't like
you playing the music because I think you're making fun of me. And that's exactly what you're doing.
No, we did this. We did this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did a whole segment. And everybody called
it.
It was all positive. Yes.
Well, I believe what you're saying just now. So you did it with others, okay? But I think you're making fun of people.
I'm telling you that you need to talk positively about Kamala and sell to the listeners of the show happy reasons why people should vote for Kamala Harris. And we did this for an entire segment with this music and the buzzer.
Here's something. I won't mention another guy. She hasn't sold a whole bunch of items to try to get money to raise for
her. That's the other guy. Get him out of here. The other guy.
I tell you what.
The OTG.
And if that's the reason to vote for Kamala Harris is that she hasn't sold Trump coins.
Good for John, because he gets to cast his vote that way.
Yeah. But I don't know that he convinced me.
I don't know whether he was trying.
I think he was trying.
Yeah.
I think he was trying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to take people. We literally went and did a whole segment of this, and it was it was great fun, and everybody had great fun doing it for both Trump, and we had, I don't know if we ever ended up having anyone who, like, really,
we thought we did.
Yeah, wanted to say positive things about Kamala Harris. But I don't think it's possible to sell Kamala Harris as a candidate without talking about Trump, which is fine. There's a ton of people, just like John, who are going to vote for Kamala Harris because of Donald Trump. But that's my point.
Yes.
That's what she has to offer. She is a living, breathing non-Trump.
Yes. And that's it. And that over and over. I mean, we referenced the segment where we did this for, I think we actually did it for almost the better part of an hour, because we did two segments.
Yeah, it was quite a bit.
And we said, please, anybody who wants to come on and sell us on Kamala Harris, and like, we'll prioritize your call.
And the interesting thing is, when we open our phones on Fridays, we always get pro-Kamala people. Always. Uh-huh. Anti-Trump people.
They're anti-Trump people.
We didn't get any that day.
Mm-mm.
We couldn't find anybody willing to tell us the positives about Kamala Harris.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We're way past time. John, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for listening. It's okay. If the only reason that you want to vote for Kamala Harris is because she's not Trump, lots of people are joining you with that. I don't happen to be one of them, but we know that we got folks out there that are listening that are like that. John, appreciate your phone call and everyone else who reached out to us. Quick break. When we come back, we'll start a little next question. You got questions for us? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote. We'll be right back.
Good times never seem so.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!